With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Speaker Mike Johnson's calling House Republicans back from recess and targeting a Wednesday vote to try to meet President Trump's July 4th deadline to pass the so-called Big Beautiful Bill.
House lawmakers have been raising alarms about the Senate's changes, with conservatives decrying how much it would add to the deficit and moderates worried about its deeper cuts to Medicaid. Johnson said in a statement after the vote that the House would work quickly to clear the measure, adding, quote, House Republicans are ready to finish the job and put the one big beautiful bill on President Trump's desk in time for Independence Day. The President and Vice President J.D. Vance have been closely involved in whipping support for the bill in the Senate, and their influence will be critical to winning over concerned House members, too. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Once House negotiators finally resolve the Big Beautiful Bill, Congress has another challenge facing it: how to extend tax cuts on health care premiums for working class Americans. Pollster John McLaughlin just completed a poll for an organization leading the fight to stop any increases in health care costs.
The Americans for Balanced Budget, we just did a survey because no one's addressing the health care marketplace that protects a lot of working class Americans who pay for their own insurance, may have two jobs, but their employers don't cover them with health insurance, so they have to go buy their own. After they get done with the Big Beautiful Bill, they've got to extend these tax credits so that working class people, when October hits and people get premium bills, we've got to make sure that they don't get sticker shock.
More on the Americans for a Balanced Budget agenda available on the website stophealthcosthikes.com. President Trump says Israel's agreed to a 60-day ceasefire in Gaza, warning terror group Hamas to take the offer, saying it will not get better, it will only get worse. No word yet on Hamas' response to the proposed deal. Defense Department pausing a weapons shipment to Ukraine. It's due to concerns about shrinking U.S. military stockpiles. This is SRN News. Proof that raise a child up in the way he should go is true. A new study finds childhood religion sticks.
The Pew Research Center reports that amongst adults under 55 around the globe, only about 10% of them left the faith into which they were born. Hindus are the least likely to switch to another religion, only 1%. Buddhists are the most likely, 22% of them eventually quit the faith. Amongst Christians, globally, 83% have remained faithful, while 2% have switched to another faith, and 15% have quit religion altogether. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll finds few Americans support allowing religious schools to become tax-funded, but majorities are in favor of allowing religious chaplains to provide support services for public school students. The poll shows the complexity of Americans' attitudes towards religious expression in schools, which varies depending on the kind of expression and sometimes crosses partisan lines. This is SRN News. In North Carolina, a corrections officer is killed by an inmate trying to escape. Correspondent Jennifer King has more on the story.
Authorities in Murphy, North Carolina, say a detention officer who was escorting a federal inmate to an orthopedic clinic is dead, shot with his own gun after a scuffle. Another officer was injured in the Monday incident.
The detention officer is Francisco Flatez.
Cherokee County Sheriff Dustin Smith says 48-year-old Kelvin Simmons ran into the parking lot after the shooting, jumped into a vehicle, and took off. He was apprehended about an hour away. Simmons was being held on bank robbery charges and had tried to escape back in October. Now the sheriff says he'll be charged with first-degree murder. Audio courtesy WLOS. I'm Jennifer King.
Two Chinese nationals have been charged with spying inside the United States on behalf of Beijing, including taking photographs of a naval base. More details at SRNnews.com.